With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a plea deal involving a corruption case involving a U.S. senator.
A New Jersey businessman has pleaded guilty and has agreed to cooperate in the corruption case involving New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez. Jose Uribe admitted he gave Menendez's wife a Mercedes-Benz in return for the senator stopping all investigations related to one of Uribe's associates. According to the plea agreement, Uribe could face up to 95 years in prison. He could get leniency because of his expected cooperation in the case. Authorities say Menendez and his wife accepted bribes of cash, gold bars, and the Mercedes in exchange for his help and influence over foreign affairs. The Menendezes have pleaded not guilty. Their trial is expected to start in May. I'm Ed Donahue.
An attempt to remove the prosecutor in the Georgia election indictment case against Donald Trump.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump has indicated he'll rule within the next 2 weeks on whether to remove Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis from the case over romantic relationship with the top prosecutor. Attorneys for Trump and his co-defendants told Judge Scott McAfee that keeping the DA on the case threatens to undermine the public's confidence. Willis's office, meanwhile, said the defendants have failed to provide any evidence of any financial benefit to Willis from the relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade. Willis and Wade say the relationship ended last summer. I'm Norman Hall.
Funeral services were held today in suburban Atlanta for 22-year-old Lakin Riley, a nursing student bludgeoned to death while jogging, allegedly by an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 91 points, the NASDAQ rose 183, the S&P 500 advanced 40, and oil up to $79.97 a barrel. This is SRN News. A warning from a Supreme Court justice.
In 2021, a court in Missouri barred Christians from serving on the jury in a case involving a lesbian because of their religious beliefs. Justice Samuel Alito says, quote, "The lower court's reasoning may spread and may be a foretaste of things to come. It exemplifies the danger I anticipated in Obergefell versus Hodges." That's the 2015 Supreme Court case that legalized gay marriage. Alito warned at the time the ruling could lead to discrimination against Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
France's Senate has adopted a bill that would enshrine abortion in the French Constitution. The National Assembly overwhelmingly approved the proposal in January. The measure now goes before a joint session of Parliament for its expected approval by a 3/5 majority next week. French President Macron first promised the abortion bill after Roe v. Wade was repealed here in the U.S. This is SRN News. Wall Street ended the day with some index records being shattered in the process. Correspondent Seth Soutel recaps the week in the financial markets.
Wall Street closed its latest winning week with more gains, pushing U.S. stocks to new heights. The S&P 500 rose 0.8% Friday. The Dow added 90 points. That's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ composite climbed 1.1%. More leaps for Dell and other companies on excitement around artificial intelligence technology helped drive the market's gains. Dell soared more than 30%. New York Community Bank Corp sank 25% after warning investors that it found weaknesses in how it reviews loans. Treasury yields eased following weaker-than-expected reports on U.S. manufacturing and consumer sentiment. That bolstered hopes that the Federal Reserve may begin cutting interest rates in June. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.